From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, one Clarendon native gives youngsters the chance he never got. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. Hundreds of young people and their families in Clarendon have been benefiting from over 12 years of service offered through James and Friends Educational Program, JFEP, founded by philanthropist Otis James. His invaluable service to the community includes providing scholarships to primary, secondary, and tertiary level students and assisting parents who may need help putting food on the table. He says he does it to prevent the misfortune that befell him at an early age.
I know the situation, I know the struggle, I know the roughness. So, with the help of youth, I know it causes it because many days, many nights, I used to sleep without food, know how hungry I feel. My mother used to sell on the street, sometimes she sell like $100 for y'all. 1 month she sell that. Most of them come with $2, $3, then time they silver a week. And mom couldn't find breakfast, not even couldn't provide a good Sunday dinner for me because my mother is sick and she's stressed and things never come for your way because any robber man thief, a lot of her document them, so they kind of hold her back for a good while. And father all time life when me about 2 months.
Lack of funds led to him dropping out of school and pushing a handcart in and around the Maypen market to earn a living.
They want to be a maths teacher, but the finance never work out. And me end up in a market, I sell push cart in a market, send myself go to school. Then I save my money, go to Portmore and do plumbing at art, graduate as a certified plumber.
He eventually worked his way up to the post of head plumber at the Maypen Hospital and was subsequently contracted to the Clarendon Municipal Corporation, where he got involved in community development.
I remember one day when I go to my bed, I dream, see God one night, stand up at a tree, but I can't see his face. I just appeared to me and tell me that keep the good works. When me about 10, 11, I remember I have two mango eating on the road and a madman beg meat, and me stop and give madman one and eat one. That I really needed to them. And when I go home, I dream to God. And from that day, I don't remember if I see that madman back again. And from there, whatever I put my hand to and put my word to, it always work.
Initially, getting the support from businesses to help with the cause was frustrating. He never gave up and continued to press. And today, he has gained support from scores of private entities to send children to school. What keeps him going, he says, is watching those he helped graduate and move on to higher education.
We have one graduate journalist, and we have a lot of them graduate from art or work in mobile watching different area of the foods. Feelings I may have seen you them I go through and I fight life and I give up. You understand? One of my greatest things is that the girls them not selling their body for try to get finance to go to school. I have a vision. I vision more if you see you then grow. When me hold more then can lean upon my foot, hug me up and say this is my first hug. I'm a dream, I'm a pleasure if you see you then done school and I work. Me just feel happy and feel good about it.
At a recent dinner held in his honor, Otis James received high commendation from Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid.
It's good that as a Minister of Education, when we see our own Jamaican brother who has given so sacrificially for the development of our children and for education, I believe that it is really a great thing. And therefore, I commend you, sir, for your big heart, vision, and indeed compassion.
Glenmuir High School graduate and final year student at the University of the West Indies, Renee Knight, says through Mr. James, her tuition and hall of residence fees were paid in full. He also got help to take care of her food when he found out she once fainted because of poor nutrition.
My mother is sickly and unemployed, and she's my main provider, so you do the math. I was not eating properly, and having to go to classes and completing assignments and studying was taking a toll on me. One day I fainted because of this. Mr. James heard what was happening, and he would not have any of it. Through the kind heart of Mr. Jukichin, I was able to collect meals from Juicy Beef on campus. He goes above and beyond in every situation.
At only 36 years old, Otis James has helped hundreds. He says, with the help of God, he will continue for as long as he can. And that's how we end today's program. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.